I was, the protest was really fun. We were having a great time. We've had this awesome camp for a week, and there were probably, I don't know, 80 people on the Mexico side, maybe 100, and about 30 on the U.S. side, with puppets and signs, and we were all clapping together and chanting and banging on the border wall, which, you know, is quite gratifying because none of us like that wall, but I wouldn't think would damage it. So, anyway, I was kind of hanging back, like handing out flyers and stuff, and to people who were walking by about what was taking place. And all of a sudden, we saw the Border Patrol coming up from all different directions to where we were, to where the protest was taking place. And since I was like standing back, like I think I probably was one of the first people to see this, the Border Patrol rushing in with tons of guys, and they were in a hurry. They had their pepper ball guns and their batons out ready, at the ready. And so at first they like put people between the demonstration and the wall. Really, they just kept escalating stuff and escalating stuff. They kept bringing in more agents. I mean, people, if they had just let the demonstration continue, it would have fizzled out in, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour. I mean, this was the culmination of a whole awesome week together that we had just had on the border, and folks were ready to go home. And they finally came in I don't know what provoked, if anything provoked, when they started shooting the pepper balls and the batons, but the migra grabbed me. And, at first I was running away from them and I tripped. And I got up and they were running toward the crowd. And I was trying to leave the crowd, or trying to get away from the migra. And someone was holding my hand to like help me get up. And then the migra grabbed my leg. And the person holding my hand and the migra holding my leg kind of lifted me up off the ground. And then I think a couple of migra tackled me. In the meantime, you can see that I got hit in the shoulder with one of the pepper ball guns and then dragged along the ground a pretty good distance. I don't know if that...
Oh my god.
So, got dragged around.
If you lift it up a little, you can see it in the light. If it hurts, don't bother, but it's so bruised. Yeah. And if you can see that color, it's just like, that's an intense bruise.
So, yeah.
That must have hurt, man.
Yeah, it hurt quite a bit, but I was dragged. My glasses flew off and they got scratched up, but fortunately, like, I found them before I had to, like, kind of keep leaving the area. We tried to leave the area, went around the corner. I was trying to treat people who'd gotten the pepper gas in their eyes. Migra came back around the corner and tried to encircle everybody. So we, at that time, left the scene. But it was pretty nasty. A lot of people, apparently everybody got detained who was still in that area. We were walking away from there, and the migra came chasing after another person. And there were like 10 guys on this dude. They fingered him out, they pointed him out, and they all surrounded the guy and started like fucking hitting him with their sticks, you know, bashing the guy in the head. And like 10 guys on him. He's on the ground. They tackled him and just like beating the shit out of him. And we started yelling camera, trying to get someone with a video camera to come and watch this. And as soon as we started yelling just the word camera, you could tell some of the guys like kind of looked around and kind of stopped being as aggressive. But apparently that guy was arrested. And, you know, this whole deal was like totally unprovoked. Nobody was doing anything illegal. Nobody was doing anything to like fuck with property or like, you know, or with any human being. You know, we were all about like just coming together and celebrating this week together, and, you know, going out with a powerful, you know, closing on both sides of the border together. And, you know, I think the Migra just used that as an opportunity, knowing that it was the last day, knowing that our numbers were fewer than they'd been earlier in the week. A lot of folks had left already. You know, they just used it to, like, take out their aggression. You know, it was totally ridiculously unprovoked.
At this point, are people still being detained, or has everyone been released?
From what I hear, there are 3 people arrested. But I can't give any more information. I don't know any more information than that. The majority of people who were detained, I think, were released.
Do you know how many ultimately were detained at the outset?
Yeah, it was probably 20, 25 people.
Do you know where they took them?
They held them right there on the street. They made everybody get down on their knees on the sidewalk, line them up. And I wasn't there anymore, so this is only what people told me happened. And then let them leave in groups of 5, and for some reason held on to these 3 people who are currently in Border Patrol custody.